Spell principle, spell God. Spell principle, spell God. So many times we feel that we can go around sort of avoiding principle. And principle is done in human ways and divine ways, but principle is the ultimate. It's the ultimate fact, like God is the ultimate fact, the ultimate beingness. Now, when you spell principle, P-R-I-N-C-I-P-L-E, you spell the ultimate. You spell the allness. You spell the goodness, the universality. You spell God. In many religions, principle and God are synonymous. And universally, according to how the definition of principle is and the definition of God, it is ubiquitous and it is totally all that it uncovers and accompanies. But what difference does it make how we spell principle and how we spell God? Well, when we realize that principle is what we stand up for, and we stand up for principle meaning all is good, all is beautiful, all is divine, all is fantastic, all is glorious, all is marvelous, all is good. When we stand up for that, we're standing up for God. We're standing up for the divine. The divine is all is good, all is God, all is fantastic. Now, so many times, we think we can violate the ethics of God, the rules of God, the principle that defines God and defines all things, that defines the divine. We think we can ignore it. And we think we can make promises and not fulfill them. We think we can make silly promises and not fulfill them. I agree to love you forever and ever and ever. And then when something unhappy comes along, you say, I don't love you anymore. I don't want you. Well, you see, you can't do that. You cannot go around saying, I love you forever, and then love you only in a limited time because something happens to change your desire about that. Now, when we live principle, we stand behind it, and we do whatever it calls for. We do whatever it is defined as. And principle is like the law of cause and effect. It is that which brings forth all that is good and all that is divine and all that is wonderful. So many people feel that they can go around saying that they will do things like making promises, or that they'll behave, or that they will be a happy person, or that they are going to now recognize that divine is whole and perfect, and they're going to be whole and perfect. And they say, I am whole and perfect. And then they say, oh, I hurt. Oh, this isn't too good. Oh, that isn't too good. You cannot combine those two like that. You cannot do that. Because every time you fall away from standing behind principle, anytime you fall away from it, now how do you fall away from it? How do you fall away from standing for principle? Well, you fall away from it every time you say something contrary to your divine nature. And something contrary to your divine nature is to say that you're not good, you're not perfect, you're not divine. Something contrary to your divine nature is to say that this world is suffering many conflicts, that the world has many problems, that the world is not good, that people are not good, and that life is not good. Every time you say that, you're falling away from principle. The principle says all is divine. All are created divine. All live every moment of their existence in their divinity. And another factor of that is very important. We live immortally, eternally. We never die. You say, well, the graveyard's full of people who have died. No, they haven't died. Those people live on in principle, but they live on in their divine nature. They live on in their divinity. They live on forever and ever and ever. And we think they're not living because we cannot see them. And how silly that is, because all we have to do is look to see them. And when we look to see them, what do we see? We see the energy. We see the illusion, the aspect of their beingness everywhere. As you well know, you say many times, oh, that reminds me so much of my mother. That reminds me so much of my dad. That reminds me so much of friends of mine. relatives, brothers and sisters. That reminds me of people in my life, of circumstances in my life. You see, everything exists, and everything always exists. It's not a matter that it exists today and tomorrow it's dead. It's not a matter that it exists today and tomorrow it's burned down or fallen over or decayed or somehow no longer there. It exists eternally. And when we realize that it exists eternally, then that is the fact. And if we realize that fact and we recognize and claim that fact, we will never once begin to say that death means cessation of life. We'll never once begin to say that a burned down building is no longer there. It is always there in our consciousness. It's always there in our heart. It's always there in our spirit, our soul, our beingness. It is never destroyed. It is never taken away. It is never lost. It is always there. And when we know these things are true, when we know that all things are always there, we know that all things always exist. There is never a time when they die or when they are decayed or when they are burned up or lost. There's never a time. We look at the earth itself and we see the tectonic plates slowly sliding around the surface of the earth and causing the earth to change its appearance. Oh, we say geologically, that's a long time ago, millions of years ago, millions and millions of years ago, maybe even billions of years ago that these things were happening. Well, that's just a blink of an eye to your divine nature. That's just a blink of an eye to the allness. And we cannot run motion pictures slow enough to demonstrate how that is a blink of an eye and how it does not happen. All life continues immortally, eternally. All experiences, all happenings are continually in progress of happening, are continual in the progress of beingness. They are never stopped. They are never destroyed. They are never taken out of operation. They are always functional and always being. So, when we start recognizing that and realizing that, just like the principles of mathematics, they're always true. Whether we understand them or not, they're always true. And as we speak about them and as we know them, as we understand them, then we begin to realize that this is our reality. This is who we truly are. This is what we truly are. This is our immortality. This is our reality. We are really ubiquitous. We are everywhere all the time. We are all the time living in our divine nature. We're all the time living in our allness. We're all the time living in our goodness, in our wholeness. And the sooner we recognize that, the sooner we know that, the sooner we are that, the sooner we experience that, and we think to ourselves, wow, how great that is. Wow, how stupendous that is. Wow, how marvelous it is to be living in our divine nature and to be living there now. And we're doing that, whether we know it or not. We're doing that. And if we want to do that, then we just keep opening our consciousness to who we really are. We stand up for principle under all circumstances. We stand up for the truth under all circumstances. Principle and truth are defined as the same in the dictionary. We stand up for this. And as we stand up for that, we live it. And as we live it, we find that everything in our life is fantastic. Everything in our life is glorious. Everything in our life is beautiful. Everything in our life is magnificent. And then we know that all is in divine order now. All is perfect right now. All is magnificent right now. All is good right now. All is principle. All is the law of cause and effect, bringing forth that into our experience by our awareness, which already and always existed and always will exist. Enjoy it, because it's the truth for you and the truth for all the world, all the universe. and know that in that truth, I love you. I love you. I love you.